even on Long Tall Sally use it. You know something, Gene? I goes for the girls with that royal crown look, cause man, she's got it.
There's a sweet little girl that lives down the street. Some people think she's square, but I say she's sweet. You can see her every day strolling up and down the way, looking so pretty, and this is what I say. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Baby, blue eyes, long black hair, dimpled cheeks, and she's no square. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Shapely hips, when she walk down the streets, all the cat flips. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Love to sing, hot rod queen. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. When the music's hot, loves to bop, she dance till the jukebox pops. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her.
Welcome to episode 415 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. I'm Phil Gray, and what can I say? So many column inches have been written about Little Richard in the week since his passing. I'm going to describe him in his own words. I am the innovator. I am the originator. I am the emancipator. I am the architect. I'm rock and roll. Almost incalculable influence on the music we love. Little Richard is where the Beatles got their falsetto shouts. James Brown said he was the first to put the funk in rhythm. Even Bob Dylan said that his ambition was to join Little Richard. And as Jimi Hendrix put it, I want to do with my guitar what Little Richard does with his voice. He was one of the last of the original rock and rollers. And I've chosen a Little Richard track to start this show with. The track from 1956 called She's Got It. Reached number 9 on the Billboard R&B charts and was included on Little Richard's debut album, Here's Little Richard. So this episode of Retrospect is dedicated to the memory of Little Richard. More on that soon. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
There's a place I know where the cool kittens go. It's a place that the hippies...
So how does Retrospect pay tribute to a man as important as Little Richard? Well, we started the show with the man himself. You won't be hearing him again in the show, but in typical Retrospect style, I have found an eclectic selection of covers of Little Richard tracks. So stay tuned if you want to hear Little Richard music from across the states, from Japan, Colombia, Portugal, Thailand, Norway, Italy, South Africa, Brazil. It's a classic Retrospect episode, so I hope you will stick with me. And we are carrying on with a cover of Good Golly Miss Molly. First recorded 1956 by Little Richard, released January 1958 as a single on Specialty Records. Not the first recorded version to be released. That was a version by a band called The Valiants, released in 1957. But Little Richard had the first hit, reaching number 4. Subsequently recorded by literally hundreds of artists. This version was released in 1965. This is The Sonics.
Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a mouth. Good golly, Miss Molly,
son, you better watch your step, or you'll have to marry Molly, just as sure as you can bet. Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rockin' and rollin', and if your mama calls. Kiss me, make me ting-a-ling-a-ling. Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rockin' and a-rollin'. Can't hear your mama call. Wow, golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball. What, golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rockin' and a-rollin'. Can't hear your mama call.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Bimble, lambo, bimble, you got a girl named Cindy. They come for the great pretender. Got a girl named Cindy. They come for the great pretender. That's what you call. She says, oh, bimble, lambo, do. Yeah, bimble, lambo, oh, bimble, do. Oh, bam a lamb, oh, bam a bam a doo, bam a lamb, bam a doo. The way she smiled, it got me wild, bam a bam a, oh, bam a doo. Wow, yeah! Hey!
know how to take God's name in vain, but they don't know how to take God's name aright. It's these kind of things that destroy America.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Mamel, 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 you got a girl. Name Lucinda. She called me the great pretender. I got a girl. Name Lucinda. She called me the great pretender. And what she wants, she go mamel.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
And that is a set of Little Richard covers all out of the States. The Sonics top of the set, Good Golly Miss Molly. Then another one of the very original garage bands. I don't play them much, strangely. The Wailers out of Tacoma, Washington. Popular in the late 50s and the start of the 1960s. Very much driven by R&B and Chuck Berry. We had the Wailers covering Bama Lama Bama Lou, one of five songs recorded by Little Richard in two sessions, March and April 1964. We then had a band called Wim Penn and the Quakers, Wim WM, different band to the William Penn Five, also no connection whatsoever to William Penn and the Quakers. That's a band that recorded a track called California Sun. This is a different band, Wim Penn and the Quakers. They had a couple of 45s, Goodbye My Love and Coming Up My Way on Duane Records. From Boise, Idaho, this had been unreleased. It was a demo tape from August 1966, Wim Penn and the Quakers with Hey, 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 Hey. And wrapping the set, another cover of Bama Lama Bama Lou, this time from the Sonics, who both opened and closed that set of fantastic Little Richard tributes. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. I said it's going to be a classic Retrospect episode, so let's get into the global garage. Here's a band that have been on the show a fair bit lately, The Outcast out of Japan, one of the great group sounds bands. Here's their tribute to Little Richard, Long Tall Sally.
I'm out of town, I'm married, but I could tell, say hello. Hi, it's John Brain here from London, Ontario, Canada. You're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect, the radio show for 60s garage, punk, and psychedelia.
On a Saturday night, it's casting me. Put him on a runaway the half today. I just go, go, go. Wanna be a world, I wanna be a world, I'm all Reagan. I'm all Reagan. The beast be away and the bee'll be away. Just him go in a cho-cho ball. I want on the me one, I wanna be a more rugged. I'm all Reagan. I'm all shaking. Out of all day. Old baby. We're supposed to marry rocking, baby. The bee'll be away, just in a go in a church of all. I want on the me one, I want to be a more rugged. I'm all Reagan, I'm all shaking. Oh, darling, holy baby, we're supposed to die. I look at it and I, it's got to be me. Put him on, I'm on, I'm in the half today. I just go, 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 on to be a one.
Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing.
And that is three global covers of Little Richard classics. Long Tall Sally, top of the set from Japanese band The Outcast. Then Rip It Up from Joaquim Costa on Groovy Records, actually a 2007 release. Joaquim Costa out of Portugal, a pioneer in bringing rock and roll to Portugal, regarded as somewhat of a cult figure there. Some of his lost recordings had been found and made available on MySpace, subsequently released. So on the EP release I mentioned, The track we had, Rip It Up, also a version of Tutti Frutti on there from Joaquim Costa. Wrapping the set, Los Speakers, Colombian band led by Rodrigo Garcia out of Spain. They founded in Bogota in 1960, very much doing pop rock, later more psychedelic rock. A track lifted off the Delincuentes Jóvenes Punks de América Latina compilation on Martian Records. It's a 2001 release, but a great cover of Lucille from Los Speakers.
Phil Gray's
Retrospect.
Well, don't be in any doubt about how widespread Little Richard's influence was. Here's an example. This one is off a comp called Thai Beat A Go-Go. And we're having a track from Payom Mugda. Now, Payom Mugda also did a reworking of the Ray Charles track, What Did I Say?, called Tami Dern Sai, which translates to Why Do You Walk Like a Drunkard? I'm going to feature that on an upcoming retrospect. But this track from Payom Mugda is titled Loom Sia, but I'm sure you'll recognize the track he's covering.
เจ้าของบ้านชิดหน้าด้านมาทวงห้อมล้อมเจ้าทานน้ำปลาเกิดพร้อมเข้ามาห้อมล้อมเกือบซ้อมกันใหญ่เลยลมเสียเอาผ้านุ่งเมียไปจำนำให้น้อยกระร้านไม่ยอมรับไว้บอกว่าขาดไปนิดหนึ่งชุดหมายรีบรุดอย่าเอาไปตึงเกิดแขกเงินผ่อนมาถึงชุดดึงลากถึงเลยตึงไม่ได้เอาลงเสียปล่อยให้เมียรับหน้าไปใหม่โถแบบนี้จะมีอีกไหมพรุ่งนี้ทำไงดอกเราลงเสียต้องหาเมียที่รวยกว่าเก่าลงเสีย
This is drummer Rick Sorcy from the original Cave Dwellers, hailing from Chicago. You're rocking to the Garage Punk sound with host Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca. We now continue with Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Rock and roll!
Oh, wow.
And that is three obscure global covers of this week's featured artist, the legendary Little Richard. Payam Mugda, top of the set, out of Thailand, with Lumsia opening the set in fantastic style. Then Annelise Lechvold. Struggled to find information on Annelise Lechvold, but she is out of Norway. But it is a cover of Tutti Frutti, first recorded in 1955 by Little Richard, his first major hit record. Actually, a model for a lot of his following tracks, but a model also for rock and roll itself. In 2007, a panel of renowned recording artists ranked Tutti Frutti number one in Mojo magazine's top 100 records that changed the world. They described it as the sound of the birth of rock and roll. Covered, of course, by Elvis Presley. Also performed regularly by the Beatles in their very early days. No known recording of it, but they did later on do a version of, during their Get Back sessions. So any track recorded by both Elvis and the Beatles has to be significant. Less significant, the version we had. Annelise Lechvold, Tutti Frutti, from 1960. And then wrapping the set out of Italy, the band called I Bisonti, backing band for Bruno Castiglia. Often described as Bruno Castiglia and I Delfini, later I Bisonti. Formed 1965, that was their cover of Lucille.
You dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah!
Well, here's a track that I found on Volume 2 of the Kazumbi African 60s Garage Compilation, also released on a 1968 45 by the band called Mad Monks. They are out of South Africa, the B-side to their wonderful World 45. The Mad Monks, interestingly, another band known for wearing monks' habits on stage. It wasn't just the American/German monks that did that. So here we go, South Africa's The Mad Monks with Lucille.
Thank you.
community standards are far above this depraved material.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
That is a track by Joey G and the Come-Ons. Now, Joey G was Joey Giannunzio, performer out of Wisconsin and Michigan. Joey G and the Come-Ons with Jenny Jenny. Well, this episode is a tribute to the late Little Richard. However, there was another passing of a garage rock great over the last couple of weeks. And my gratitude to Robin Perry for letting me know this. Mr. Jackie Yoshikawa, leader and founder of the popular Jackie Yoshikawa and the Blue Comets, who have played recently on Retrospect, passed away aged 81 years old at home in Gunma Prefecture, Japan. Jackie Yoshikawa is from Tokyo. He joined the Blue Comets in 1959, joining as a drummer, later taking lead duties and leading the Blue Comets through the Aleki and Group Sounds eras, eventually disbanding in 1972. A number of albums in the 60s, two in 66, one in 67, two in 1968, and subsequent re-released material from Jackie Yoshikawa and the Blue Comets. I'm going to pay tribute with two tracks. The first is this, Love's Shake.
ゆけることが素晴らしい二人の毎日。聞いているさ、恋はいつも気まぐれ、それでも好きなの。 あなたのために生きていけることが素晴らしい二人の毎日。知っているさ、恋はいつも気まぐれ、それでも好きなの。 夜明けしてくれる。だからいつまでも二人、だからいつまでも二人、だからいつまでも二人。
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Well, that is two tracks from Jackie Yoshikawa and the Blue Comets, paid in tribute to the late Jackie Yoshikawa. Love's Shake, top of the set, followed by Psychedelic Man. And that takes us to the end of this week's Retrospect. It's both sad and joyous to pay tribute to these great musicians. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you check out some back episodes. They're available via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and a bunch of good podcasting apps as well. Remember, your feedback is always very, very welcome. Facebook's the easiest place. Instagram also. Just search Retrospect 60s Garage. I welcome your feedback. I welcome any comments or suggestions for improvement or ideas for future episodes of this podcast. So let's wrap it up with another track from this week's feature artist, the late, great Little Richard. It's another obscurity. This one off the compilation called Selvagens Volume 2, 60s Raw Surf and Wild Instro from Brazil. This is the Jet Blacks with Lucille. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.
Yeah, your world's sharp. looking to remember. Give me a reason, face in the mirror. Tell me who you really see.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Gotcha, pre-recorded from a tiny gray house on the outskirts of town. This is In Case You Missed It on CILU 102.7 FM and broadcasting worldwide at luradio.ca. My name is Bob Menard, and I am once again sufficiently caffeinated and ready to take you through this special edition of In Case You Missed It. I'm going to be doing things a little bit differently this week. The new releases are drying up a little bit. Not a ton of stuff coming out right now, given the current world situation. So I'm going to break from the norm here and bring you some of my favorite punk rock cover songs. And I'll be honest, when I started going through my collection of songs, I figured it was going to be easy. I figured, you know what, I could throw together a couple hours, no problem. Yeah, well, 3 hours later and I'm whittling it down. So I might mention a few bands off the top here that don't end up getting played because I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants right now. But the plan is, I got music from The Atari, Screeching Weasel, The Unseen, Save Ferris, Pennywise, The Muffs, Less Than Jake, No Use for a Name, Ignite covering U2, oh, so good, Gummy Hook, Gaslight Anthem, No Effects, Millencolin, Down by Law, Ramones, Suicide Machines, Lagwagon, Real Big Fish, Bowling for Soup, Gob, Cancer Bats, Billy Talent, doesn't really fit, but it's gonna work, Propagandy, Flatliners, Dirty Nil, The Vanberries, High Standard, and a bunch more. Listen, this whole show is basically to hopefully put a smile on your face. I know we're all kind of stuck at home at the moment and we're doing our best to make it through. This helps me get through almost anything. Hearing a song converted, transformed completely into something different is something that I absolutely love, and I hope that other people do too. So that's what this whole show is going to be about. We're going to rewind a couple decades and go back to the heyday of punk cover songs back in the mid-90s when it all started to kind of take off. There were a ton of songs used in soundtracks, and they actually gained quite a bit of notoriety, some even cracking the charts here and there. But the band that's become synonymous with the punk rock cover song is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, a supergroup comprised of members like Dave Ron and Joey Cape from Lagwagon, Fat Mike from NoFX, and the crazy vocal stylings of Spike Slosson from Swinging Utters. These guys helped redefine the cover song, and all started with this song. Here's Me First and the Gimme Gimmes covering John Denver's classic Country Roads on CILU 102.7 FM.
Shenandoah River, life is old there, older than the trees.